Chapter 14, Friday, June 23rd, 1:30 a.m. Malone and Stephanie drove north of Copenhagen to Henrik Torvaldsen's manor house. The door was answered by a steward who was not surprised to see them. They were shown into a room where Torvaldsen sat, an orange cake and a steaming samovar on the table before him.
"Please, come in."
Torvaldsen rose from the chair and flashed a smile. He stood no more than 5.5 feet tall, his humped spine concealed within the folds of a baggy sweater. Malone noticed a glint in the bright gray eyes. His friend was up to something, no question about it. Malone pointed to the cake.
"So sure we'd come, you baked us a cake."
"I wasn't sure both of you would make the journey, but I knew you would."
"Why's that?"
"Once I learned you were at the auction, I knew it was only a matter of time before you discovered my involvement."
Stephanie stepped forward. "I want my book." Torvaldsen appraised her with a tight gaze.
"No, hello. Nice to meet you. Just, I want my book."
"I don't like you." Malone decided that the cake looked good, so he sat and cut a slice.
"You don't like me?" Torvaldsen repeated. "Odd, considering we've never met."
"I know of you."
"Does that mean the Magellan Billet has a file on me?"
"Your name turns up in the strangest places. We call you an international person of interest."
Torvaldsen's face grimaced. "You think me a terrorist or a criminal?"
"Which one are you?"
The Dane stared back at her with curiosity.
"I was told you possess the genius to conceive great deeds and the industry to see them through. Strange, with all that ability, you failed so utterly as a wife and mother."
Stephanie's eyes filled with indignation. "You know nothing of me."
"I know you and Lars had not lived together for years before he died. I know you and your son were estranged."
A flush of rage colored Stephanie's cheeks. "Go to hell."
Torvaldsen seemed unfazed by her rebuke.
"You're wrong, Stephanie."
"About what?"
"A great many things. And it's time you know the truth."